A scourge is coming across our city as we try to contain crime. The killing of Advocate Vernon Yankees at the clock towers in Lentegier on Sunday night obviously has really got the legal fraternity on edge. He is at least the fourth legal eagle that has been taken down in public ways and quite unsubtle ways while in the middle of high-profile court cases, in many respects linked to either gangsterism or drugs. It's raised a serious concern. Of course, it subverts justice insofar as this case that he was working on is now postponed until the 17th and probably will be after that. Having been the lead on this case, Advocate Yankees, losing him, obviously, besides the tragedy of his death itself, stymies the process of the arm of the law, but also it creates a sense of fear around justice and the finding of justice. Dr. Simon Howell happens to be a criminologist at UCT and joins us on the line right now to help us unpack this. Good morning, Dr. Howell. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks.
Welcome. Thank you. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilo. Please, won't you help us understand a little bit about the scourge of murders? Since 2016, I think there are about four that we've seen. David Mbazwana was killed at a spaza shop in Khayelitsha. Pete Mihalik was murdered while dropping off his kids in Greenpoint at school. They seem to be very public, and they seem opportunistic, but it almost looks like execution.
Yeah, I think and there have been a number of high-profile cases, and they're conducted as you mentioned, to, one, stall the legal processes around the specific cases they're working on, and secondly, to create fear and to act as a warning to other advocates and to others in the legal fraternity to not pursue specific cases or specific concerns that relate to gangsterism or drugs.
Mm. So what does that mean in terms of the protections that we have for people who actually work in the legal fraternities? And then further to that, witnesses?
It's quite difficult to protect specific people, when they take on cases. One would think, that by virtue of being involved in the criminal justice system, that they would have specific measures in place. Mm. But it is difficult. In terms of witnesses, of course, one can enter into witness protection, but that doesn't necessarily guarantee protection. It should, but it doesn't always work out that way. I think it's quite hard for law enforcement to provide that type of protection, especially because of organized crime. It's not just random killings. It's specific people with specific links even into the criminal justice system themselves. So it's sort of often, I think, working within the system.
A very close friend of Advocate Yankees was quoted in the papers as saying, he didn't actually speak of any, he hadn't complained of any concerns about his safety. But in your experience, are you hearing of greater concerns amongst legal people? Or and is our witness protection or state protection adequate?
I think there is a concern, especially now, amongst the legal fraternity. It depends what cases they take on. These have been advocates, and they have been often working on cases that involve or directly involve specific members of gangs or specific high-powered drug dealers. And in terms of protection, that is very difficult because if they take on significant protection, they limit their movements and the impacts on their lives quite significantly. So I think, ultimately you face with a choice of how much you allow the job to impact on your freedom of movement and your freedom of living a specific way.
Doesn't it increase the likelihood of, I suppose, better lawyers staying away from risky cases?
Yeah, it does. I think, it sends a message, but it also presents a heightened risk profile to take on the specific cases. And as a result, it's not unlikely, but I think people think twice about dealing with certain cases that involve specific people that have known links to gangs or known links to others that may have influence on their drug trade.
Well, it certainly undermines the intervention of having the SANDF on the ground and trying to improve investigations and intelligence gathering, I suppose, because we can't really get it through the justice system. But we'll keep an eye on this. Thank you so much, Dr. Simon Howell, Research Associate at UCT's Center of Criminology, for giving us some of that insight there. Concerns from my perspective, if you're a lawyer, if as Stefan was asking about the thing that if people knew about your industry, that would collapse the industry. It seems as though this might be one of those that is actually potentially a real risk to your life to bring justice to South Africans. It's